Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some cash.
Yeah, we all need some cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is ZOO. Text ZOO, Z-O-O, to 72881 by the end of the hour. You got plenty of time. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. For rules, visit Y98.com. And one randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. It's brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. That code word, once again, is ZOO. Text it now to 72881.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
Welcome back to the show. Our friend and co-worker and our digital content manager, Afton Spriggs.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Good to see you. A little late.
Happy International Day of the Girl.
Oh, yes. I have been celebrating
that. International Sausage Pizza Day as well.
Ooh. Yes, a classic.
All right, so this week, as an overall, how are we going to feel about this week's questions?
I think you'll be fine. I think if Jen were here, this is really a Jen week.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
All right. So Afton takes a variety of who on the show is most likely to questions, distributes them to 10 different coworkers. We don't know who.
Right.
And she reveals what they think of us.
Yeah, I don't think these are bad this week.
Okay.
I think everybody should feel pretty okay.
You're just begging people to change the station, Afton.
I'm sorry. These are horrible, and you guys are all going to be offended.
We're going to cry.
Here we go. Who on the show would you trust the most to do your job if you were out?
Oh.
Boo.
It depends what your job is.
I think Jen.
Yeah, I think Jen
is the
very
most trustworthy and most
and not
knowledgeable.
Only that, but she...
She's diligent, and she's here the latest, so people see her, so they...
Mm-hmm. They think she's the hardest worker.
Yeah.
I don't think she's the hardest worker.
I think that's what people here think.
Oh, because she's here later?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. You guys are right. Jen. Jen got 7
of
the votes.
I didn't get any, did I?
You got 1.
I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Kevin, you got 2.
Oh, nice.
Courtney
and Lance, sorry.
We're not trustworthy.
Listen.
It's unfortunate.
I don't want to do your job.
What time's that tea time?
All right.
Who on the show would tell you if your zipper was down?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Courtney Landrum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our coworkers are great. You'd tell them. 6. You got 6 of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Lance, Jen, Kevin all got 1. 1 vote for all of them and none for Tim.
Wow. Well, you know, here's,
all of them vote to Tim.
A girl I would totally tell. A guy, it would be a little iffier because they'd be like, why are you staring there?
I get it. Totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Plus, it's kind of hard, I think, to tell somebody that because it's like embarrassing and
yeah, it is.
Wanna...
Like, why
so
are
it
your
could be a good thing?
Why are your eyes diverted there?
You're fine with it.
Yeah, I have
you're
no
fine with it.
Issue either way.
Okay, who on the show when they were single would not date someone because of their name?
Me.
Because of their name,
I did like dislike somebody because of their name.
Let me think back to when I was single.
There was a disclaimer because not everyone is single.
Right.
Yeah, there was a guy I dated a few times and he said his full name anytime he'd call me and leave a message.
Ooh.
I don't need that. I know you. I know, like, your first name.
That's really
middle
weird.
Name too?
No, just first and last.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. As I get older and my standards drop, all names are welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, our coworkers think it would be you.
Mm.
You got 7 of the votes.
I would not date someone because of their name?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if there's a Hildy? You're fine with Hildy?
Dated 3 Hildys, actually.
Hasn't worked out. What name would you not date again?
Oh, again? Because of bad memories?
Yes.
Ooh, this is gonna...
All right, I'll say it. There was an April in my past, and never again.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get it. I mean, you have bad feelings about that name.
Yeah. That's the only one.
All right. So Tim, 7.
You got the other 3.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
I'm just lucky to date. Thank you.
Who on the show would you want to raise your kids if you died?
Oh, Jen.
Jen.
Yep.
I don't know. I think Lance.
What?
Lance didn't get any.
Yeah, I would like no to doubt. Have Lance raise my children.
Wait, you don't trust me? Well,
first off, Blue Bloods would elicit a feud in my house between me and my wife. I've told that story before, and I'll tell it real quickly. I was watching it one night. I never watched that show. My wife came home. She was like, why are you watching this? I don't know. Well, turn it off. And I just, no, I'm not going to. And it led to a huge fight. I have never watched the show again since.
Wow. And you didn't even really care about watching it. It was her telling you to watch. You Hildebranded her.
I was flipping through it. I totally did. It led to a huge fight.
I think Jen's going to get the most votes.
Yeah, I would think Jen.
Yeah. Jen did get the most votes, but it wasn't like hands down.
I think Kevin is going to get
me?
Kevin got 1.
Just 1.
Jen got 6. Courtney, you got the other 3.
That's right. Oh, I'm a great aunt.
Yeah, and I think,
I got,
you know,
none.
I would have picked you because you don't have any kids, and so there's more room for you to love
there's
my kids.
There's more love to go around.
And experiences. You know, beer cart.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I will take your children, Kevin.
Okay. Because I don't want to.
Thanks, Afton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.